Alan.
Has joined. Has joined.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today we will be studying the sixth aliyah for the double portion of Achrei Mot Kedoshim. We'll start with the Lishem Yichud. L'shem yichud kutshabarichu ishkin te bidhilu urchimu uthilu uthilu urchimu liach l'shem yudhe bavadzi the yichudah
has joined
Israel limud Torah mitzvah lasok Torah mitzvah vayhino amadunay Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konenehu. The sixth aliyah begins with Leviticus chapter 19, verse 33, and completes with chapter 20, verse 7. This is a total of 18 verses. And we know the number 18 connects to the Hebrew word chai, meaning life. Verse 33. Wiki Yagur Eid Hager, the Artsahem Loto Nu Oto, Kiezrach Mihem Yehielachem, Hager Hagar Eid Hem Yahavta, Lokamoha, Ki Gerim Heitem. Eretz Mitzrayim, Ani Adonai Yohewahe, Adanu Yo, Yohaheda Wanu Heyo, Elohechem, Lo Ta'asu Awel, Bamishpat Bamidba, Bamishkal Ubam Shutsura Meozne Tzedek Avne Tzedek Efat Tzedek Behin Tzedek Yehielachem Ani Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo yo ahe da wanu hey yo Elohe Echem. Asher hotzeiti echem me'eretz Mitzrayim u'shmartem et kol chukotai. With kol mishpatai.
Has joined.
Wa'asitem otam ani Adonai. Yo hey wa hey adanu yo. Yo aheda wanu hey yo. Chapter 20, verse 1. Waidaber Adonai yo hey wa hey adanu yo. Yo aheda wa you. Yo aheda wanu hey yo. El Moshe Lemor, we El Bnei Israel, Tomar Ish, Ish, Bivdei Israel, Min Hager, Hagar B'Yisrael, Asher Yiten Mizaro, La Meolach Mot Yomat. Am haaretz yirgimuhu vaven wa'ani etein et panai ba'ishahu v'hikrati oto mikerev amo ki mizaro natan lambo lech leman Tame et mikdashi ulchalel et shem kadshi. Ve'im ha'olem yalimu am ha'aret et eneihem min ha'ish ha'hu betito mizaro lamo. When a stranger sojourns with you in your land, you shall not taunt him. The stranger who sojourns with you shall be as a native from among you, and you shall love him as yourself, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am Hashem, your God. You shall not commit a perversion of justice with measures, weights, or liquid measures. You shall have true scales, true weights, a true ephah, and a true hin. I am Hashem, your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. You shall observe all my statutes and all my ordinances and fulfill them. I am Hashem. It's important to note that the third level of laws is not mentioned in this verse. Statutes are laws that make sense. Ordinances are laws that that every society will promulgate because it keeps the society together. It keeps people from tearing into each other and hurting each other. It's what keeps a society together. The third level is the Chuk. That's a law that Hashem has promulgated that we do not understand the reason why. It's a mitzvah, these Chuks, these laws. Yet it's significant that it doesn't say it in this verse. And Hashem spoke to Moses, saying, and to the children of Israel you shall say, any man of the children of Israel or of the strangers who sojourn among Israel, who gives you any of his offspring to Molech, shall surely be put to death. The people of the land shall pelt him with stones. Molech is a god that people sacrifice their children to. The bloodthirsty god. And it was created, or it was worshipped, in the land of Canaan by this certain of the seven nations that Israel defeated, that the land vomited out of the land. And here we are being told, just because there's a method, don't do it. The method, according to the Midrash, was in the valley of Gehinnom, the location of hell, which is where the goat was taken that was sent into the desert. It was taken to the valley of Gehinnom. In that valley, they had built an iron chute where they would throw their children down the chute. It was slippery. Every child would slide down directly into a fire. This was the fire of Molech, hungry for children, Chas v'Shalom. Verse 3, and I will set my attention upon that man, and I will cut him off from the midst of his people, because he gave of his offspring to Molech in order to defile my holy ones and to profane my holy name. Why is it necessary to emphasize this same information from verse 2? Was it to emphasize it, or was there another aspect of the spiritual laws? the land ignore that man when he gives up his offspring to Molech, not putting him to death? I will set my attention upon that man and upon his family, and I will cut him off, and all who stray after him, to stray after Molech from amidst their people. This is saying, if you don't punish someone who's a child killer, you've made it worse for you and that person and all of the people of Israel. And the person who turns to Ov and Yidoni to stray after them, I will set my attention upon that person, and I will cut him off from amidst his people. Ov and Yidoni are different forms of utilizing the spiritual system to foretell the future. Verse 7, you shall sanctify yourselves and be holy, for I am your Hashem, your God. That's the completion of the reading. Are there any questions? Continuing with the Perkei Avot, chapter 4. I believe we're at paragraph 3. I'm trying to open the page, get to paragraph 3. Uhaya omer al tehi vaz lekol adam we al tehi maflig lekol devar she'ein lecha adam she'ein lo sha'al ein lecha davar she'ein lo makom. He used to say, do not despise any man, and do not discriminate against anything, for there is no man that has not his hour, and there is no thing that has not its place. If you refer to the name of the sage who spoke for verse 2, his name, we discussed, is Azai, Ben Azai. And we, if you'll remember, Azai can be parsed into an island of goats or a strong island. This is the same person who's just said, do not discriminate against anything. This is a very powerful teaching, especially in our generation, with what's going on in the United States, but not just in the United States, it's all over the world. Every community seems to say, if you're not of my community, I can discriminate you against you. I can keep you out. I can harm you. That's what it seems to say, what's been going on. And this verse is very clear. You don't have that option. Every man has his hour. What does it mean in the negative it's being described? No man has not his hour. What it's saying is that every man has a purpose. Every person has a reason to have been born. A child that's a Down syndrome, a child that is born blind or deaf or handicapped in some way. Every child has a purpose. Every child has the right to grow to the length of their days, whatever that might be. It's not up to mankind or men to say, this is not correct. Yes, there are difficulties. Yes, we have a technology, for what it's worth, that allows a Down child syndrome to be known in uterus for parents to make a decision. Yes, it's a difficult decision. But ultimately, it could be that there's a reason this child was conceived in this time where the technology exists. It's giving the parents a choice. But here, the sage is saying, do not discriminate. Each child has a reason to be born. And it's not up to us to determine what that reason is. Is there a better approach? There are people who say yes. Bear the child. If you don't feel you can handle the child, give it up for adoption. There is nothing that has been created that does not have its place. There's nothing that's been created that has no purpose. We need to understand that. We need to live that. And it can be very difficult. Does that mean that if there's a rocky field, that you can have nothing to grow on that? That you're not allowed to remove the rocks? This is something that each person would have to decide. Obviously, man can remove rocks from a field and then plant that field. Just because it can be done does not mean it's supposed to be done. The fourth paragraph. Rabbi Levitas Ish Yavneh Omer Meod Meod Haway Shefa Ruach Shetikwa Enosh Rima Rabbi Yochanan Ben Baroka Omer Koham Chalel Shem Shamayim Beseter Nifraim Mimenu Begalu Echad Shogeg Weechad Mezid Bechilul Hashem. Rabbi Levitas, a man of Yadna, said, be exceedingly humble spirit, for the end of man is the worm. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka said, whoever profanes the name of heaven in secret, he shall be punished in the open. unwittingly or wittingly, it is all one in profaning the name. What is profaning the name? Profaning the name is taking Hashem's name, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, in vain, meaning swearing by it for no purpose. If you're in court, you have to swear by the name. Outside of court, to swear by the name is a very different experience. That's not necessary to swear by the name, according to Torah law. If you're in court and you're a witness, yes, you need to swear by the name. The understanding in the earlier generations in the biblical times was when you swore as a witness to tell the truth, that the fact that you were willing to swear was sufficient for you to be believed. Is that true today? I'm not saying witnesses lie today. I'm saying we have to question whether the person will, by swearing by the name, he understands the import of that, which is in this statement. Unwittingly or wittingly, it is all one in profaning the name. Whether you profane the name in public by being a witness in court and swearing by the Bible, on the Bible, etc., you're going to be punished in the open. It's going to be clear. If you do this in private, you're going to be punished in public. What does it mean to be punished in public? It means you're going to be embarrassed. People are going to know that you are doing a step, or you have done the step of profaning the name. People will learn that.
They will has joined.
Again, to tell the truth. This is the issue. Now, the name Levitas. Levitas has a gematria of 116. I don't know what that name relates to, what that number relates to. But we can evaluate this as le, meaning two or four, could be teaching. Then the name becomes Witas, which has a gematria of 86, connecting it to Elohim. So you know this rabbi is talking about judgment. And he's not an optimist, because his statement is, be humble, because you're going to end up with the worms. You're going to end up in the grave. Rabbi Yochanan ben Barukah. Barukah is not Baruch, because it's not a kaf, it's a kuf. The gematria of Barukah is 309, and again, I do not have a number off the top of my head that this name relates to. The name Yochanan has a gematria of 124. But you can parse this name into two words. One would be spelling Nun, Nun, Vav, Nun. This word Nun means a fish in Aramaic. The other letters that are left is Yud and Chet, which is Chai, which is 18, which is life. This is the life of a fish, indicating that his essence is in water. His essence is merciful. So you see, this verse is comparing the pessimist to the optimist. But it's talking about a judgmental concept, profaning the name. If you're not humble, you're going to die and end up with the worms. If you are humble, you would never profane the name. That's the end of our time. The end of our class for today. Our 11 o'clock class will be to continue with the 7th Aliyah as well as the Shir HaShirim. I hope you'll join us for that. Our next class after this is our first opportunity to do a spiritual action after Havdalah, and that will be at 7 p.m. West Coast time, Motzi Shabbat. And we will be reading, studying from the Parasha of Emor. Does anyone have any questions? I bid you all a beautiful Shabbat, Shabbat Shalom. All to all the best. Shalom Gadol to everyone. Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.